she's not here today, her presence is missed. And so, Lord, I just pray. We thank you for the fever having broken, and we thank you for that, God. We appreciate that. And so we just pray, Lord, for a speedy recovery for her, that her strength be renewed, that she will feel vitality and vigor and energy filling her body, even supernaturally by the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that. Lord, look upon me young, Lord. We ask prayer for her, Lord. For the five-year-old Clara?
Yes, Clara.
Five-year-old Clara. For the appendectomy that is, has been taking place, Lord. And Lord, you see what has transpired there, and that her being yet in the hospital, that there's something that may not be quite fully healed or whatever, Lord. So we just pray for a complete healing, complete mending of the body, a complete wholeness and health being restored and returned unto this individual. Lord, look on Brooklyn Music, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you would move in her body where she's been diagnosed with this pneumonia, Lord. We speak forth all inflammation and all excess fluid and all that which causes hampers the breathing. We speak, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God to blow through her. Blow it all out. Yes, God. Blow it all out, God. Make her every bit whole, God, in her body, Lord. Whatever medications that she may be taking or may be upon, Lord, we just pray, Lord, anything she may be taking will be of help and not cause any further problems, Lord. And we thank you for you being the ultimate healer, strengthening her body, Lord, and giving her free course of breathing, free course of blood flow and oxygen flow, Lord, throughout her entire being, making her whole. In Jesus' name. Lord, look on Chris Carnahan, Lord, concerning these tumors, Lord, that in this individual's body, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, even as this round of chemo is going on in this individual's body, oh God, we know how chemo so ravages the body, Lord. But I pray, God, that your Spirit will sustain him. Your Spirit will cause new and lively cells to form, where we know that chemo is killing out and shrinking the tumors, but it also does damage to the other parts, Lord. So we pray for new and vibrant cells to form, to keep this individual going on, Lord. And we just pray they would be encouraged in their heart, in their spirit, Lord. Oh, God, let them feel your very presence. Even now as we pray, let the presence of God be tangibly felt. And we are calling forth healing. Move, not only just shrink the tumor, cause every tumor to just disappear, to be completely removed. Make this individual whole in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Look on the services that are coming up for this individual, Denise's nanny, Lord, who went to be with the Lord. Lord, we pray for comfort for family and friends. We pray for an uplifting service that will bring forth joy and strength to the heart of the people, Lord, that will be in attendance. And we just thank you, God, in knowing that the person went home to be with you, Lord, that there is a day coming, a great reunion, when we'll all get to meet with our loved ones again that know you, God. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for comfort. We thank you for lifting of the spirit of those that are downcast. And we give you the praise for it. Lord, I pray for Brother Minister Johnny Johnson's family, the minister that attended our church, Lord, that has gone on to be with the Lord this week, Lord. And so, God, we pray for his family and those that knew him and cared for him, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that that the services for him also, Lord, will be an uplifting service. And even as arrangements are made, that family is in agreement with what is going on, and they are sharing with one another, Lord. And we thank you for the Spirit of God being with them and lifting them and strengthening them and comforting them. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the praise. Amen.
Amen. Aglow will be meeting together this evening at 6 o'clock at Janice's Cafe out near the movie theater. So come join us a little bit early if you want to eat and fellowship. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Melanie Randall. Her title is The Church Within the Church. Back to you, sister.
Amen. We are at the Sardis Church. Are you a part of the Sardis Church of the Dead? Are you a part of that church? Mm. Not knowing that the Spirit of God has departed, saying, you know, certain things, but and going through the motions, but the Spirit really has departed. Even within this church, Jesus said, there is a few that have not defiled themselves. There's a few within the Sardis church. For the, you know, for the most part, the Spirit of God had departed, but you still have a few. That really resonates with me. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you can be in a place where you feel the presence of God, and you're, you know, going forth in the worship and praise, and because of you know, where your mindset is, you're setting your affections on things above, and so your mind, and you're there. That's where you're at. But others, when you, it seems like, you know, they're just not there. And so, you know, where are you? Where is your mindset? Are you setting yourself in a place when you come and assemble together to magnify God? Are you setting your heart, even despite what adversity, what things are going on in your life? I've had to, even in serious circumstances that have happened in my lives with my children, I've had to come to church, and I've had to put those things aside. And really what happens when you do that and you praise and magnify God, God strengthens you so you can face your adversity. And so it gives you, you know, a little more to fight with when you can, you know, go ahead and put that aside for the time being and say, I'm magnifying God. I'm glorifying God because despite what's going on, he's still worthy.
That's right.
See, our situation doesn't change the worthiness of God to be praised.
That's right.
He's still God. Mm-hmm. So he's still worthy to be praised, whatever may go on in our lives. The Church of Philadelphia. This was a church that was, oh, wow, was so powerful that with just a little strength, the church persevered. I have to read this about the Church of Philadelphia, and this is in chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 8. He says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength. And then it goes on, you know, later on to talks about what's going to transpire because of them persevering with that little strength. What's important about that is that you don't have to have a lot of strength to persevere.
That's right.
They persevered despite their persecution with a little strength. All you need, we used to sing a song, all you need is a little bit of faith. You know, F-A-I-T-H, all you need is a little bit of faith. All you need is just a spirit of God. Just so you know, you got the Spirit of God with you. Mm-hmm. God will take what you have and he will use it to your advantage. See, when you operate in the things of God, it's so foreign to the flesh because the world operates in such the opposite manner. Mm-hmm. The world says you need this and you need that and you need a whole lot to make it through. And God says, you just got a little bit of strength, but that's your perseverance right there. And so who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe the one that, whose the church is built on? Or are we going to believe those that have not a clue on what the church is about? Who do we believe? I think you can answer that. Mm-hmm. And then the last church, which is the lukewarm church. Oh, my goodness. Many people are part of the lukewarm church of Laodicea. It's time to get out of there. It's time to get out of the lukewarm place, because if you don't get out, God said he's going to spew you out. So you got to get it together. The lukewarm church, thinking that they are rich and needs nothing. And when they are poor, blind, and naked, Jesus said, you think you're rich, but you're not. It's a sad place to be in when you think you know, and you do not know. You think you really know, you know, what's going on, and you're really not in the place to know because your spiritual eyes are blinded. And so until you come out of that spiritual blindness, you see things in a whole different way. And that's why we, in these days and times that we're living in, it's hard to get people many a times to understand the gospel because they're looking through things in their own carnal concept of what they believe life should be like for them in the earth. And so, you know, until something penetrates into their spirit, into the light of something from the Word of God, somewhere there has to be a penetration into their spirit. Then they will understand. And so you don't want to be a part of the church of Laodicea. There was no commendation for them. It was all bad.
Oh.
Jesus didn't commendate them for anything. He came off telling them about, you know, them being going to be spewed out of their mouth if they did not repent. But when it came to the commendation that he did give the churches, he always started out talking about he knew their works. And so this is the thing. God knows our labor, and he knows the motive for which we do the labor. He told the churches, he said, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience, I know your perseverance, I know your tribulation, I know your poverty. And to one church, he said, I know your poverty, but he says, you're really not in poverty, you're rich. You don't understand. He said, you're looking at it one way, but you're rich. You're rich in spirit. I know your steadfastness. And to one church, even when Antipas was martyred, he says, you still stood steadfast in your works. He says, I know your love. I know your service. I know your faith, your patience. He says, and then to one church, he says, strengthen that which remains. We're talking about the church within a church. Strengthen that which remains, because that which remains is about to die if you don't strengthen it. That's what he was telling us. You got to strengthen that which remains, which is about to die. And so where we're at in the body of Christ, let us strengthen that which we still see little embers of flames burning there. You know, let us strengthen that part so that it won't die out. And where we have little strength, know that we can still persevere. And the overall thing Jesus said, not in that passage, but in Matthew 28, as I said, 19 through 20, he said to make disciples. I said that at the beginning. So the true church is in a place where it's to be operating in certain manner, certain facets. And when you go, let me go to Ephesians 4. I know I'm going to go over it a little bit here, but this is important. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
You're good, sister.
Okay. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. And it says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joint and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And so it is to be a place of edification.
Mm-hmm.
Edifying each other in the body. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because this goes inside with Ephesians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm going to read verses 12 through 14, then I'm going to go down to 23 through 28. And it says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Now, go down to 23. And it says, in those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, help, administrations, varieties of tongues. Now, that phrase administration means servant, minister, or services. And so what that is saying is that there's other operations of service, operations of services within the body that we operate by. We have our praise and worship team, you know, that goes forth and bring the people into the presence of God. We have a women's department to deal with women. You know, you may have a brotherhood or whatever you have. There's different administrations, different services. It's all there together in the body. But Colossians 3:12 through 17 lets us know, but above all, put on love. And even at the end of this passage of scripture, at the end of this particular chapter, it says, and yet I show you a more excellent way, and that excellent way is love. And so the body has to operate through the love of mm-hmm. God. It's all a part of the body, be it the financial of giving, that's a part of administration, be the singing, be the whatever special program that you put on to help reach out to others, the evangelistic. So what are we saying about the church? We're saying that the true church is to be evangelistic, edifying its members, worshiping God, and fellowshipping with its members. That's the true church. It should be doing those things. And in the edification of its members, it's not leaving you where you're at. It's helping you to mature in the faith. And so whatever it takes to help you to come to that stature, that full measure and stature of Jesus Christ, that's what the church is to do, to help you to get there, whatever is needed to get you there to that place. And so I hope you've gained a little bit here by knowing that it's important, the body of Christ. And like I said, God is coming back after a church within a church. Mm-hmm. The bride of Christ is going to be that part that comes out. Because everybody that's operating are not operating in the right manner. We just went through and told you what was going on in these various churches. And if people are still operating that way, they're going to be left behind. Mm. They will truly be left behind. This is what Jesus said in Revelations to the overcomers, to these churches. He said, this is what he's going to give to these various churches. To the overcomers, he said, I will give you to eat from the tree of life. You shall not be hurt by the second death. Hidden manna, I'll give you hidden manna to eat. This is, like I said, this was to various churches. He said these things. He said, I'll give you a white stone with a new name on. Only you who receive it will know the name. He said, if you keep my works to the end, I'll give you power over the nations and give you the morning star. He said, you shall be clothed in white garments. I will not blot your name out of the book of life. I will confess your name before the Father and his angels. You will have a pillar in the temple of God and I'll write on him the name of my God, the name of New Jerusalem, and my new name. And you will be granted to sit with him on his throne. Those were the things that Jesus told those seven churches. Each one he told, a part of that too. And so we have to be what? Overcomers. Because mm-hmm. each time he said, he that overcomes. And what did we talk about when we first started? The gates of hell shall not prevail, which means overcome or overpower. And so you, the only way you're going to make it, people, is to be overcomers. We got to be overcomers. We got to be prevailing over the devil. Don't let the devil prevail over you. Be a part of the true church of God and overcome. Overcome the enemy with the power of the Holy Ghost.
That was a good word.
Praise God. Praise God.
One of my favorite songs, it's got to start right here. And it says, what if the church on Sunday was the church on Monday too? That's one of the lines I was listening. I heard it on the radio yesterday, and it kind of got me thinking about what you've been talking about this morning. It's so true.
I
think there's a mixture probably sitting in all of the churches, of some of them that are on fire sitting in there and some of them that are more lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been praying that those on fire will ignite the fire and the lukewarm as well, so we can be ready.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back for a spotless bride. I think we've got to figure out this unity thing.
Yes.
So that we can come together as the body.
Because
he can't come back for us if we can't unify. He could, but.
Well, you know, I told the church, I think it was last Sunday. I said, we can't expect to wait to get to heaven to worship God.
Right.
I said, we got to worship him here. This is the place where we do it out here first. And then when we do it here, we won't have no problem doing it there.
Right.
But if you ain't doing it here, what makes you think you want to go up there to do it?
That's right. That's a very good point.
Amen.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come join us. You've been one of my favorites for quite a while.
Well, God bless you.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, and my sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.